We love talking local rugby league. And up north, they've got Group 4 going along rather nicely. Our correspondent in the north is Jeff Newling. Newlo, how you doing, mate?
I'm excellent, thank you.
Mate, just having a look at this weekend's game. Some good matchups, although there's a tough assignment for Manila today. The Tigers are taking on the Cowboys, who are doing very nicely.
Yeah, the Cowboys moved up the table. They're running equal third, just 2 points behind the leading two teams, Moree and Katingal.
Did I not see the Cowboys inflict a defeat on Moree last weekend?
They did. They played very well. Sean Ferguson, co-coach, was in the thick of the action, leading from the front. And a couple of the young blokes, Trent Taylor and Ethan Mansackles, had crackers of games. So they're going really well, the Cowboys.
Tough assignment for the Tigers today. They are at the bottom of the table. Of course, they've come into the competition this year. Do you think they will be able to crack it for a win this year?
I'm thinking maybe not. A real tough season for them, coming back into a faster pace, a lot fitter than playing just in the second grade. But they do have some talented players. Their captain coach, Mitch Doring, I think he's second or third on the best and fairest table.
Right.
Yeah, it's a season of consolidation for them to come back and get up to pace, really, both on and off the field. And by the second round, if they're pushing a few more clubs a bit further than they have, that'd be really good. Their second-grade side's won two or three games. So.
Oh, that's something.
They've got numbers, so that's the good thing. And just as a matter of maybe attracting a few more first-grade standard players as well. You know, they've got a couple of, you know, apart from Mitch, they've got a young prop, Bo Harry, who's been getting better and better. He actually played in the Greater Northern Tigers side, so he goes all right too.
The North Tamworth Bears will be looking to join the Moree Boars in first place if they can get them this afternoon.
Well, yeah, and just talking to Paul Boyce, the North coach, during the week, they find themselves in a strange position. If they win really well against Moree, they could go top of the comp. If they get beat, they could be as far back as sixth.
Now that's cutthroat.
So it is, and that spells how close the competition is at the moment. You know, you've got six sides gunning, you know, for semi-final spots. So, like you say, cutthroat. Just you've got to be at your best every week, because if you're not, you'll get beat.
Well, good luck to the Bears today and the Boars, of course. The final game for today in Group 4 is Boggabri taking on Werris Creek. Werris Creek have probably got a bit of a tough assignment there.
Yeah. Just before we get on to that, North do go in that game against Moree with four or five players out, so this is really going to test them.
Oh.
Depth-wise. And Moree coming off a loss last week, they've had a little bit of a reshuffle, and yeah, this could be a real cracker of a game. Then, as you say, you've got Boggabri. You know, Boggabri started poorly last week. Katingal, when they were beat, they were down 24-0 after 42 minutes.
Good Lord.
End up being beaten 28-16. Now, they can't afford to start slow like that again. They've got a big pack, strong pack, by Nick Miller, who was one of the players that did have last week. But, Katingal, yeah, they're also in form too, and they've got a good pack of forwards led by John O'Brookman, although they do have a few players out this weekend for tomorrow's game at Narrabri.
So, yeah, Katingal have actually been on a bit of a march for the season. Narrabri have not come out and really been the same force that they were last year. Who do you think is going to come out on top tomorrow?
If I was a betting man, I'd probably back Narrabri at Narrabri. Collins Park has been a graveyard for Tamworth sides for 30 years. So
yep.
I remember my playing career at Collins Park. I was unbeaten, but that was just the luck of the draw.
I'm sure it was more to do with your skill, mate.
Oh, of course, yeah. I was one of the great post-match players of all time.
That's a great term.
But no, that's going to another big game. Narrabri, good mobile side. Jake Ronchi, the captain coach, leads by example in the middle. And you've got props like Daniel Jobson, Daniel Howe, a really good halfback in Todd Nichols, who is actually leading the Best and Fairest award at this stage. And it's going to be a massive game, and it'll be worth the trip out there to watch it.
And just lastly, I wanted to ask you in relation to Gunnedah. They've got the bye this weekend. They seem to be struggling this year, certainly compared to last year. What's going on? Any ideas?
They're struggling. Injury and work commitments decimated their ranks. They had something like 20 players out last week.
Oof.
Would kill just about any side playing anywhere. But
yeah.
They've got some good young kids too. The bye is probably the best thing to happen to them. They'll be back next week. They play Kitingal in, I think, might be a night game at Kitingal.
Yes, you're right. Next Saturday night at 6:15 p.m. at Kitingal, and the night match up against the Gunnedah Bulldogs.
That's really good for me because it it'll allow me to get to two games on the Saturday, a normal game and then the night game.
Well, you drive safely and enjoy the footy. And thank you very much for keeping us updated with what's happening at Group 4. Good on you, Nulo.
No worries, mate. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle, but it's just going to be a massive weekend this weekend and could go a long way to deciding a few things. Maybe even the closeness of the competition. If I was the board of Group 4, I'd be boosting it to a 5-team semi.
That's not such a bad idea. Look forward to hearing your match reports or reading your match reports on Monday. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.